You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Hello, good morning.
And it indeed is a good morning, isn't it? It always is, but it's a Friday. It is Friday. It is January the 27th. And, we've got 3 hours of entertainment for you coming up here on this morning's breakfast show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. I'm Jerry D. And, well, trying to get you off to a good start for your Friday. Well, let's put it this way, good start for your weekend as well. Let's take a look at some events that are relevant to today's date, 27th of January. It's the day of lifting of the siege of Leningrad in Russia. Liberation of the remaining inmates of Auschwitz and related observances today. Today is, in actual fact, Holocaust Memorial Day today in the UK. International Holocaust Remembrance Day as well, and Memorial Day, and that is taking place in, that's in Italy.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
It's a beautiful day. For me to rock around your way. Oh, number 16.
Sweet nightingale, why do you wake me so? Sweet nightingale, you're telling me something I don't know. It's 2:45. You're singing, driving me right out of my tree. I'm so tired that I could weep. When all the other birdies are so fast asleep, yeah. Morning is coming. Morning is on its way. Morning is coming. It's Revelation Day. Sweet nightingale, we'll talk it over in the light of day. Why can't it wait? I need my beauty sleep, whatever you say.
Wake up, it's a beautiful day. Wake up, don't you hear what I say? Cause I'll be rocking in my shoes to this sweet reggae groove. Ain't nobody gonna spoil my mood. To this beautiful sunshine, I'm rising up. Just a positive vibe, me use and build me up. Overflowing like the hot coffee in a makeup. Ain't no time for easing up. Yeah.
Morning is coming.
Morning is coming.
Morning is on its way.
It's on its way.
Morning is coming. It's Revelation Day.
It's Revelation Day.
Oh, nightingale, you broke a dream or I don't live on my own. Oh, nightingale, I look around but there's nobody home. Rouse yourself and get out of bed. Drag a comb across your sleepy head. Clean your teeth and wash your face. Look like you're a member of the human race.
Wake up, it's a beautiful day. Wake up, don't you hear what I say? Look, I'll be rocking in my shoes to this sweet reggae groove. Ain't nobody gonna spoil my mood. Now, Mr. Morning Time, back to evening time. This a message when me used to uplift mankind. Whether you know of the bubble or you know of the wine. Enjoy, it's a beautiful time.
Oh, morning is coming.
Morning is coming.
Morning is on its way.
It's on its way.
Morning is coming. It's Revelation Day.
Revelation Day.
Morning is coming. Morning is on its way.
On its way.
Morning is coming. It's Revelation Day.
Day. There you go, yes, well, you know that is actually a bit of a Sting together with Shaggy there, and morning is coming. I tell you what, they're absolutely right. We're 5.5 minutes after 7, tis the breakfast show. Great to be with you, TGIF, boys and girls.
Change. You just keep on being.
Indeed, you've got to help yourself, and that came from Jeff Lynne's. Now, for some reason, they changed the name a little bit later on to Jeff Lynne's ELO. And let me see, before that, Bruce Springsteen and Burning Train. Time on the Breakfast Show, we are 10 plus 3. We're 30 minutes exactly after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. And what we got lined up, it is Friday, so we can look forward to our Freaky Fun Facts for Friday with Ingrid. That's going to be in around about probably about an hour and 10 minutes time, so we've got that. We'll be checking in with Yasmin, of course, because what do we do on Friday? Well, we tell you where you can go. Yes. Socially, that is. You know, yes, it's what, where and when with Yasmin later on this morning. So we'll be chatting with her, also finding out what she's got planned for the weekend. I've got to think about what I've got planned for the weekend as well. So that's all coming up this morning here on the Breakfast Show. And no doubt we'll probably see if we can find with Yasmin a couple of people born on this day in the world of entertainment. And of course it is, if you just joined us, a very good morning. It is Friday, TGIF. It is January. It is the 27th. And it is Friday. Yes. We've come round to that time. A little bit of talking there to get us about that time. 14 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock in the shower with you this morning. Gotta get up, gotta get up, gotta get up. Come on, you gotta get up. Oh, and there we go, yes, and time to, well, about getting you out of the shower and on your way to where it is you're going this morning. What did we have for you? I'll tell you if we got you on your way. It won't take more than a few seconds. Here we go. Ta-da. Bye-bye. That's it. Right, that was called Ride on Time. I must admit, when that came out, which was back in 1989 when that came out, it's called Ride on Time, but for so long I thought it was Right on Time. Anyway, it's by the Italian dance group. They're called Black Box, and it was released, a single. It was in the summer, July of 1989, and included on their debut album. That was called Dreamland. The Black Box member, Daniel Davoli, described Ride on Time as an attempt to create a dance track with the power of a rock song. And the first version used an unlicensed vocal sample from the 1980 single Love Sensation. That was by Lolly Etta. I think it was Lolly Etta Holloway, I think her name was. After the copyright owners took legal action, and the single was reissued with re-recorded vocals by Heather Small. And that has brought us, we are keeping an eye on the time, 20 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Don't forget, bottom of the hour, we'll take a quick look at some of the international news this morning, some international business, not too much this morning in that respect. And also, top of the hour, 8 and 9 o'clock, we'll take a look at some of the local news. But you can't guess what most of that's about. Pet Shop Boys on The Breakfast Show. This is called Dreamland. You should be out of that by now. There we go, yes, Dreamland with the Pet Shop Boys. A couple of good mornings, very good morning, of course, to Mary Lou, who is with us bright and breezy in the mornings, wishing everybody a TGIF. And also good morning to Renee and Rick. Renee from Milan says, good morning, happy Friday. Oh, looking forward to the weekend, she says. We're going to the city of Corinth tomorrow. They're going to check out the Corinth Canal. Don't know if you've ever seen that. It's literally like sort of two... you think our locks are deep. This one is sort of carved into the ground. And it's really quite something. And you haven't got much room to manoeuvre, I'll tell you that much. Anyway, that's where they're off to tomorrow. They're going to explore that and the surrounding area. It's about 1.5 or an hour and a half a drive from our home. Finally getting settled in so we have time to explore on the weekends. Yeah, that's Renee and Rick over there, Athens in Greece. Could you please play B-52s? And Rome.
Right.
And there we go. B-52s there, Rome. And they're roaming around all over the place. As will Renee and Rick be doing over the weekend. They can have a nice time. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're half past the hour of 7 o'clock. We're on 89.3.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You can find the living room with the quality that you deserve, tailored to your home. At Ashley, come to our stores in Costa Sur, Alta Plaza, and Costa Verde, and live the experience of the number one brand in the United States. Ashley. Live and enjoy the Ashley experience, the number one brand for furniture in the United States, direct to your home with the Ashley sale. 30 to 50% discount on selected products until January the 31st. Look for yours in Costa Sur, Alta Plaza and Costa Verde.
Y llegó el verano. Saludos luneros, Alfredo Drobo para invitarlos a nuestro gran festival de la familia Luna Llena de Tambores. ¿Cuándo? El domingo 5 de febrero en las escalinatas del edificio de la Administración del Canal de Panamá de 6 a 9 p.m. y el mercadito desde las 4 p.m. Ya sabes, ven a disfrutar en familia, tocar tambor y vibrar en armonía. ¡Te esperamos!
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, a place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors, make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 6431-0419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. Don't forget, by the way, go and check out those sales, hey? Ashley Furniture. International news and business. Let's take a look, shall we, and see some of the things that are in the news today. Russia has stepped up attempts to break through Ukraine's defenses with heavy fighting in the north and east of the country, underlining Kiev's need for more Western weapons, Ukraine officials have said on Friday. Ukrainian military said that fierce battles were underway a day after Russian missiles and drones killed at least 11 people in what appeared to be a response to promises by Western nations to supply Ukraine with tanks. Israeli jets struck Gaza overnight on Friday in retaliation for two rockets fired by Palestinian militants, further escalating tensions after one of the worst days of violence in the occupied West Bank in years. The rockets fired from Gaza overnight set off alarms in Israeli communities near the border with the southern coastal strip controlled by the Islamist movement Hamas, but there were no reports of casualties. The police department in the city of Memphis was set on Friday to release body camera video of a violent confrontation between a black motorist and five police officers charged with murder in his death earlier this month. In a Tennessee grand jury indictment returned on Thursday, the five officers, all black, were each charged with second-degree murder, assault, kidnapping, official misconduct, and official oppression in the death of Tyre Nichols, a 29-year-old father. New data from one U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, database that shows a possible stroke risk link for older adults who receive an updated Pfizer-BioNTech booster. And this is the shot, but the signal is weaker, though, than what the agency had flagged earlier in January, health officials said on Thursday. The United States Department of Justice said it has obtained a court order blocking two firearms companies from imperiling public safety by illegally selling devices to convert AR-15 style rifles into machine guns. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu said on Thursday that it was meaningless to hold trilateral meetings with Sweden and Finland to discuss their NATO bids after protests this month in Stockholm. Speaking at a news conference, Cavusoglu also said there is no offer to evaluate Sweden and Finland's NATO membership separately. Hungary will veto any European Union sanctions against Russia affecting nuclear energy, Prime Minister Viktor Orban told state radio on Friday. Ukraine has called on the 27-nation EU to include Russian state nuclear energy company Rosatom in sanctions, but Hungary, which has a Russian-built nuclear plant it plans to expand with Rosatom, has blocked that. A state of emergency was declared in New Zealand's biggest city, Auckland, on Friday, as torrential rains caused widespread flooding and evacuations, closing the city's airports and forcing organisers to cancel a scheduled concert by Elton John. Shares of India's Adani Enterprises plunged on Friday as a scathing report by US short seller triggered a massive sell-off in the conglomerate's listed firms, casting doubts on the company's record $2.45 billion secondary offering. And oil prices rose for a second session on Friday, buoyed by stronger-than-expected U.S. economic sanctions or growth, economic growth, strong middle distillate refining margins and hopes of a rapid recovery in Chinese demand. Brent futures gained $1.15 or 1.3% to $88.62 a barrel by 9:30 GMT today. U.S. crude also rose by 1.3%, gaining $1.01 to finish up at $82.02. And by the way, probably know by now, oil gasoline prices, they're going up here in Panama with effect from today. The cap that's been put on by the government, though, of course, remember that's still applicable until the 15th of February. More about that in our local news at the top of the hour.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Oh, there we go, yes. Two in a row, both from the early 80s, in actual fact. We started off in 1980, released in November of 1980, and that was Hey 19 from Steely Dan. The lyrics are about an aging hipster. Oh, sounds familiar. Attempting to pick up a girl is so young that she does not recognize. This is Aretha Franklin played on the stereo. The song closes with the ambitious line, the Cuervo Gold. This is the Cuervo Gold, the fine Colombian. Make tonight a wonderful thing, leaving the listener to decide whether the narrator is consuming tequila or drugs with the love interest, or if he is in fact alone. 19. I remember it well. That was followed by While You See a Chance, and that was Steve Winwood, of course. That was released, in actual fact, in February of 1981. Written by Steve Winwood, together with Will Jennings, by the way. That was released on his album, Ark of Diver. And peaked at number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100 in April of 81, and 68 on the Billboard Top 100 for 81 as well. And now, let me see, by the way, it was a bigger hit, if I remember rightly, in Canada, and got up to about number 3. Now, there we go, moving on, let me say a very good morning to Ashley. In fact, I was with Ashley last night, great to see you, Ashley, as always, and the family. And we had an enjoyable night. Big thanks to the Indian Embassy, who invited us to their Republic celebrations last night. Anyway, Yashti says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and your faithful listeners worldwide, and have a great weekend. Now, you've requested a song, so you're requesting this beautiful cover. Well, the thing is, you see, Ashti was the one that, many years ago now, put me on to Chris Stapleton's Tennessee Whiskey, which has become one of my favourite songs. And this is a cover of Tennessee Whiskey, and is featuring Ryan Quinn and Jenny Lena. Now let's see what we think, shall we?
Used to spend my nights out at the barroom. Liquor was the only love I'd known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom and brought me back from the edge to far gone. Tennessee whiskey, you're as sweet as strawberry wine, you're as warm as a glass of brandy, and honey, I'll stay strong. From the bottom of a bottle, it's always dry. But when you pour out your heart, you're wasted. 'Cause there's nothing like your love. See whiskey.
You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. Honey, I stay strong.
There it is, a Tennessee whiskey, nice color. And that is covered there by Ryan and Ryan Quinn, and featuring Jenny Lehner. Now, I have to be honest. For me, it's the voice of Chris Stapleton that makes Tennessee whiskey. I mean,
used to spend my nights out in the barroom.
Now you see the difference is when I hear that. I get goosebumps. What an amazing voice. But that's good. It's a nice cover. I mean, that's it. It's a cover. For me personally, it doesn't add anything to the song. I'm so in love with the original. That's the problem. But anyway, good point. And, Renee says, nice cover. And I agree. It is a nice, cover. So were the ones on the 45s in the old days. Anybody remember those? Anyway, Ashley, thank you very much for that. It was nice, but I'm sorry. Chris Stapleton's voice. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are exactly 6.5 minutes before 8 o'clock. Celine Dion taking us up towards the top of the hour. Real emotion.
Emotion.
ago, yes. That was Celine Dion and Real Emotion. Right, still to come on this morning's show. A couple of minutes, we're going to be looking at what's in some of the stories in the local news this morning. And also in the next hour, we're going to be linking up with Ingrid for our Freaky Friday Fun Facts. And in the last hour, we'll be chatting with Gasmin about what we can be doing, where and when we can be doing it. And obviously, we'll say, oh, yes, by the way, Friday, what we're going to be doing, probably after the news, around about 9.15, 9.20, we're going to do our little visit to Pedro Mandinga and start off the weekend with a little bit of rum. And, of course, some great salsa music. And that's about it. Say, what else have we got sort of lined up? No, nothing really. I'll be playing music for you going right through until 10 o'clock this morning. 89.3 Cool FM. Time right now, though, I think we can do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
We're all going on a summer holiday.
I tell you what. If you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, the place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors, make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 64310419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
Y llegó el verano. Saludos luneros. Alfredo Drobo para invitarlos a nuestro gran festival de la familia Luna Llena de Tambores. ¿Cuándo? El domingo 5 de febrero en las escalinatas del edificio de la Administración del Canal de Panamá de 6 a 9 p.m. y el mercadito desde las 4 p.m. Ya sabes, venga a disfrutar en familia, tocar tambor y vibrar en armonía. ¡Te esperamos!
Ashley, the number one furniture brand in the United States, is already in Panama. Come to our stores in Costa Sur, Alta Plaza and Costa Verde and find that price that you're looking for. For each space in your home and live the Ashley experience.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Cause we play
this.
Thinking all your angels will not save your soul.
And there we go, coming out of Scotland, in actual fact from Glasgow, formed back in 2005. That's the Fratellis, and it's called Laughing Gas. All right, no need to overdo it. That is Wizard and See My Baby Jive. Talk about the price of gasoline. Renee, over there in Athens in Greece, sent us the price of the Greek gasoline. This is as of the 23rd of January. For a litre of gasoline, $2.06. Price for a gallon, $7 and about, 80 cents, really. $7.80 for a gallon. Michael Jackson. Who's he with? Justin Timberlake there, featuring Justin Timberlake on that. And Love Never Felt So Good.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Wow, what a windy Friday. Beautiful windy, beautiful sunrise. And it is here. It is Friday. It is freaky. It's Freaky Friday. Fun facts. Let's get started. Today's topic is bees. Buzz, 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 buzz. Yeah, onomatopoeia. Here we go. You may know some of these facts, but a few of them I didn't know, so let's see which ones you know, and, well, most of them I don't. Okay, did you know that one of the first coins in the world had a bee symbol on them? Did you know that there are living enzymes in honey? Did you know that in contact with a metal spoon, these enzymes die? The best way to eat honey is with a wooden spoon. If you can't find one, unfortunately, use plastic. Did you know that honey contains a substance that helps your brain work better? Oh, Jerry, you and I going to be eating a lot of honey. Did you know that honey is one of those rare foods on earth that can sustain human life? Mm-hmm. Can you imagine that? Did you know that bees saved people in Africa from starvation? That's right, because they was eating the bee honey. Did you know one spool of honey is enough to sustain a human life for 24 hours? Wow, you could go a long way with a bottle of honey. Did you know that the propolis that bees produce is one of the most powerful natural antibiotics? Oh, there, we're going to use some of that. Did you know that honey has no expiration date? Did you know that bodies of the great emperors of the world were buried in golden coffins and then covered with honey to prevent putrefaction? Well, did you know that the term honeymoon comes from the fact that newlyweds consumed honey for fertility after the wedding? Gives new meaning there, right? Mm-hmm. Did you know that bees live less than 40 days, visit at least 1,000 flowers, and produce less than a teaspoon of honey? But for her life, but it's a lifetime. Almost 90% of the wild plants and 75% of the leading global crops depend on animal pollination. One out of every three mouthfuls of food depends on pollinators, such as bees. Crops that depend on pollination are five times more valuable than those that do not. Social bees, such as honeybees and bumblebees, often live in hives or nests above or below the ground, while most solitary bees nest in the ground. Bees can be found also in many locations, some surprisingly. These include marshes, shingles, sand dunes, soft cliffs, heathlands, wetlands, chalk grasslands, quarries, gravel pits, seawalls, just about anything post-industrial land. The two wings each side hook together to form one large pair of wings when flying, and then when they unhook when they're not flying. Bees that have hooking, unhooking wings. That's lovely. Honeybees have a dance they move called a waggle dance. It's not actually a dance move at all, rather than a clever way of communicating between themselves to tell their nest mates where to go to find the best sources of food. It took the researchers at Sussex University 2 years to decode the waggle dance. Did you know the buff-tailed bumblebee has a brain the size of a poppy seed? Which is incredible, given the fact that scientists have managed to train them to score a goal in bee football in return for a sugary treat. Well, that was quite unbelievable. Get it? No. Okay, sorry, too early. Did you know scientists from the universities of Bristol have discovered that bumblebees have the ability to use their smelly footprints to distinguish between their own scents, the scent of a relative and the scent of a stranger? This means that they can improve their success in finding food and avoid flowers that have already been visited. Did you know? Well, lastly, if the queen bee dies in a honeybee hive, the workers can create a new queen bee. Yes, they can. It's not like a vote. It's not like they say, we dub thee the queen. No. They do this by selecting a young larvae and by feeding it special food called royal jelly. The larvae will develop into a fertile queen. Bees, a musical fruit. Ah, I just love bees. They're amazing. And too many times when I was in the city around those little carritos that the guys come around that have chicha de naranja, there was always a swarm of bees around there because of all that sugary water, and it was so delicious, that naranja. And they would swat them away, and I'm like, dude, no, man, those bees are the reason you have those oranges. You should be grateful. Well, it's a windy, blusterous morning here. It's like amazing. We went from darkness at 6 in the morning till the sun just like poop popped out over the skyline. So the longer we go in, the more sun we get, and I just can't believe it. Normally I wake up and it's dark, and now I woke up and it's light. All right, the little puppy is, we're going into Coronado today, and then tomorrow she goes to the vet for her third set of shots. And then after she gets her third set of shots, then we can take her out on the street where she's allowed to be public. Until then, she's not supposed to be. We have nanners, we have plantains, we have chili peppers, we got tomatoes growing. We have just an abundance of food out here growing on our own land. There's nothing better. Last night I cut up some of the fresh vegetables that we've been growing, stuck them in a wrap, and it was delicious. Nothing better. And now I got a papaya tree that says, I need some papayas. Come pollinate me. And there's another papaya tree over there by my office that's full of flowers. I don't know how long before she's going to start dropping some of those beauties, but I hope it's soon. So This has been the longest week of the year that we've had to work, Jerry. I know, Yaz, it's been kind of crazy. But I wanted to tell you thank you all very much. Oh, she's playing here with a water bottle. Yeah, she's a rambunctious little girl. And she grew while I was gone. I swear to goodness, she did. All right, you guys be safe. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the outdoors. Get outside. Go fly a kite. And you'll have a grand time. Until we speak again next week, back to you in the studio.
A taste of honey, tasting much sweeter than wine. Do-do-do-do, do-do-do-do. I dream of your first kiss, and then I feel upon my lips again a taste of honey,
a taste of honey,
tasting much sweeter than wine.
That's the Beatles off of the album Please Please Me, A Taste of Honey. Big thanks to English. Some interesting facts there about honey. Talking of which, by the way, got a message in from Renee, because she says, found over there in Greece, honey is a big thing. Her husband has a piece of toast with honey on it every morning. And she's in a little notice here. It says, what is special about Greek honey? Why is Greek honey special? Well, Greece apparently has more beehives per acre than any other country in Europe. And Greek honey is considered to be some of the finest honey in the world. Why? Well, this is largely due to the rich variety of Greek flora and unlimited summer sun. Where are we? February? I guess this doesn't class as summer because Ray's been complaining about the weather. A couple of good mornings. So we had a good morning sent to us yesterday, and it's from Enriquita Thompson, and she's there in Torremolino. Big thanks to that. Nice to know you're out there, Enriquita, and thank you so very much. That was posted on Cool FM. And this morning, Raul Altamar. Good morning to you, Raul. Remember you coming here into the studio once. Says, listening as every morning, going to the interior today. Thanks for the news, and you asked if we could play Easy Lover by Phil Collins. I tell you what, is not. Let's see, while I'm talking, let's just see how quickly I can get that for you. Let me just go down to the E's and Phil Collins, and well, enjoy. Oh, this is for Raul. Raul Altamar. Driving into the interior, drive safe, all right? Don't rush. Just sit back and relax. Enjoy the breakfast show.
You want.
There we go. To roll the day. I hope you enjoyed that one. And as I say, do drive safely. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are at 89.3 Cool FM. Prepare your home the Ashley way at the Ashley sale. From 30 to 50% at Costa Sur, Alta Plaza and Costa Verde. Going on until the 31st of January, it's time to equip your home with the number one brand of furniture in the United States. Live the Ashley experience. Absolutely. So do get along. It's this weekend. Go along, enjoy, make some great savings, and of course, get some what great furniture. Slowing things down a little bit with the Style Council. It's called You're the Best Thing. Don't forget still to come. Last hour we were chatting with Yasmin for what, where and when, what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it. Possibly a couple born on this day in music.
The best thing that ever happened.
radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
I still get the same.
Same old feeling, and that's a song that was composed by John McLeod and Tony McCauley. In 1970, it was a top 10 hit in the UK for Piggity Witch. And that was an English band fronted by Polly Brown. In the US, the Piggity Witch single vied with a rival version, the one we're playing. The Fortunes is also a British group as well, with both versions scoring well enough regionally to reach the top 70 in the Hot 100. The National Hit Parade maintained by Billboard magazine, of course. And, right, if you are keeping on the time, 12 before 9 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. Let's say a very good morning again to Mary Lou. Good morning to you, Mary Lou. And she's dropped a little note. She's wishing everybody a good morning and a good weekend as well. Could you please play Cotton Eye Joe from Redneck?
I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? But I hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe. I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? You go, where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? But I've been forgotten, I do.
There we go, yes, that's the Rednecks and Cotton Eye Joe. By the way, today in 1868, just in case you're wondering, the missing explorer Dr. Livingstone is found in Africa by Sir Henry Morton Stanley. Oh, Dr. Livingstone, I presume. And I think they must have named that group after me. Clueless is what they're called. My Heart Will Go On, the club version. And there we go. That was lively, wasn't it? Now, time on the breakfast show. We're 4 minutes. So a few seconds away from 4 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. If you missed the news at 8, I do have it for you at 9. Still to come, we're going to be checking in with Yasmin a little bit later on. And after the news, we'll probably have a couple of tracks, one or two tracks after the news. Then we're going to have our little trip to the Pedro Mandinga Rumba. Why not? Yeah, one thing, don't you? It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Loving you's my favorite drug. I can never get enough. I'm never gonna give you up. I'm addicted. I think I like it a bit too much. All I needed was one kiss to know this kind of love exists. We don't even entertain what is, 'cause we fly to bite. Yeah, we ride or die, and I can't with nobody else. Door hazardous to my health. We're toxic as fucking hell, but we don't want no help. Who knew that they made love like this? You know we don't make no sense, but I'll never leave, not while I've got breath in me. The only reason that I'm still breathing. Ain't no fixing up the mess we're in, 'cause our broken hearts, they're just begging to break again. Just a couple masochists, slow dancing at a precipice. We don't even need to say what. If it ain't you and I, then I'd rather die, 'cause I can't see me with nobody else. You're hazardous to my health. We're toxic as fucking hell, but we don't want no.
When you listen to it, you think it would be called Trainwreck, wouldn't you? It's a great track. It comes from Todrick Hall, and it's called Breath.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, the place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors. Make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 6431 0419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Vale Motors.
Live and enjoy the Ashley Experience, the number one brand for furniture in the United States, direct to your home with the Ashley Sale. 30 to 50% discount on selected products until January the 31st. Look for yours in Costa Sur, Alta Plaza and Costa Verde.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
He's just not right for you. And you could tell me if I'm off, but I see it on your face when you say that he's the one that you want. And you're spending all your time in this wrong situation, and anytime you want it to stop.
I know I can treat you better than he can, and any guy like you deserves a gentleman.
Second you say you'd like me to, I just wanna give you the loving that you're missing, baby. Just to wake up with you will be everything I need, and this could be so different. Tell me what you want to do.
'Cause I know I can treat you better than he can, and any girl like you deserves a gentleman.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
When the days grow cold in this decorated town, all the doors stay closed, silence breaks the sound of your heartbeat. You're just 19, feeling old. Rise up. We'll be right back.
which mouth's got to ring. No one comes to sing in the choir holding flowers. No one brings. Rise up. There's a place I know where us misfits go in the candlelight at night. Black roses grow through the darkness on our journey to the
Do you know what? That comes from Erasmus, and it's called Rise. I do like that. By the way, if there's one thing we love, isn't it? It's Friday. The weekend starts here, and no better way to start off than a trip tonight to the Mandinga Pedro Rum Bars. A cocktail, and yes, you've got it. Throw in a bit of salsa. It's Pedro Mandingo time.
Oh,
That's who's singing on there. That's Lucy Growl. And you know, here on The Breakfast Show, we like to try something a little bit different, don't we? That's the version of On The Radio, of course, of Hit For Donna Summer, the salsa version. Love it. Now, say I like them that are different. Why? Well, because that's exactly what Pedro Mandinga Rum is, isn't it? It is different. And we had Gabrielle in last week and talking to us all about the rums, especially the new one. They've got a limited edition of a geisha rum, which is only 300 bottles. So I'm not telling you any more about that because I might want some more. And don't forget, it is the first rum in history made from... From Raspadora.
Tengo recuerdos, siento sueño, es ver de nuevo todo a mi alrededor. Tanto que hicimos y todo lo que hemos vivido, sabes, fue cosa de dos. Que lo sé yo. Smoking if you got it, cause it's going back. Lo necesito, yo lo hago de verdad. Déjate llevar.
Good morning to Ariel. Ariel just brought me a little line and said, wow, contemporary hits with the salsa theme. Why not? That's what I asked. I love them. Right, let me just remind you, our friends at Pedro Mandinga, they've got happy hour every day from opening until 6 p.m. That's in both their locations. They're in Casco and also, of course, in Via Argentina, opposite the park. And once a month, they do have, in Via Argentina, live music. So, remember those happy hours. Mind you, what I can tell you is that, well, basically every hour spent in Pedro Mandinga is a happy hour.
Yo te di mi corazón y mis sentimientos. Yo me enamoré de ti. Desde el primer momento también sentí que algo faltaba. Tú no fuiste buena, tú fuiste muy mala. Tú me saliste mala, mala, mala y cara. Tú me saliste mala, mala, mala y cara.
and it is called Mala. Oh, a bit of salsa dancing on that one. And that, you can recognize the voice, Mark Anthony there. And just also to remind your friends, Pedro Mandinga Rumbars, if you want to go and have a celebration at your birthday, or perhaps another celebration of Pedro Mandinga, they can customize your experience for you. All you've got to do is direct message them to their Instagram account, at Pedro Mandinga. All right? At Pedro Mandinga. Fancy a celebration? You're certainly going to have one there. They've also got mixology classes as well, and learn how to make Pedro Mandinga cocktails. And also remember, when you go to either of their locations, you can get yourself stocked up with a bottle of their amazing rums, all right? That's at Pedro Mandinga. If you are keeping an eye on the time on The Breakfast Show this morning, 29 minutes, that's after the hour of 9 o'clock. And still to come, we'll be checking in with Yasmin in a few minutes, and we'll be looking at what, where and when. What you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it.
Yo te di mi corazón y mis sentimientos. Yo me enamoré de ti desde el primer momento. También sentí que algo...
So do remember, go and check them out, Pedro Mandinga Rumbas.
I'm on the cloud. Nothing but pain and empty faces all around. I'd like to see a new dawn with a new direction, where peace and love is the only rule, the only possession. I'm on the side.
No, it's not by New Direction. It's called New Direction. Comes from Marco Mendoza. Keep an eye on the time. We're 26 minutes right now before the hour of 10 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. And it's time to say good morning to Yasmin.
Hello, good morning. Happy Friday.
I was waiting for it. Happy Friday. How was your day yesterday?
Yesterday was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Working.
Working, good. Mm-hmm. Glad to know you're working.
Yes.
And what have you got planned? Anything planned for today or over the weekend?
Oh, yes. Today I got an invitation from Mi Cultura.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we are going to visit a new museum at Santana.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we're going to be there today.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. So that's in Casco?
Mm-hmm.
Do you
I guess so. They said Santana.
So organized. So the, you know, it's a fairly big area. I think you're going to have to narrow it down a bit.
No, because we are going to take a bus from the Via España. They're going to have a bus for the
media.
Oh,
brilliant. Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's good. So, because mm-hmm. I was going to, the next question, of course, was, are you going to take your car?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a no-no.
Exactly.
Yeah, no-no cars.
So they got a bus for us.
Yeah, no parking.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they're not here yet, because you know they're going to be putting in Casco. I think it's about five they're going to be using, little electric buses.
Yeah, somebody was talking about that on Twitter this week, and I was like, yeah, what happened with that? I don't know.
Well, this was a new, because remember they had one, they had either one or two, it was on a trial basis to see how it was going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously it's been, so I think they're getting five of these buses. And they're going to be going from certain places. I mean, one of the things I was thinking about, I mean, if they got five, then perhaps, you know, use three on a normal route, but use a couple to go down the car parks on the Centro Costera,
mm-hmm.
so people can park their cars there mm-hmm. and hop onto one of the buses.
Exactly.
You know, so mm-hmm. we're full of good ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Perhaps the government should employ us. No, I don't think so. So, oh, good. Oh, well, that'll be nice.
Mm-hmm.
And the weekend?
On the weekend, on Saturday, I got an invitation to go to Casco Viejo. That's the right place.
Don't take a car.
Remember Malamaña, Diablo Rojo?
Yes, because mm-hmm. they send me emails every uh-huh. now and then, yeah.
Okay, this weekend they're going to have, on Saturday and Sunday, Casco Queen Teatro Tour.
So this is
a teacher,
mm-hmm.
but walking around Casco.
Yeah, because
Viejo.
You won't get one of those buses through Casco.
No, exactly. So this is something really different, so I'm excited.
Oh, good, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I want to know how was it.
Good, excellent. Mm-hmm. All right. Did you take it in on you when you go on any of these things?
No, because most of the time I get invitations just for one person.
Ah, okay, mm-hmm. yeah. So what's Ian going to be doing with himself?
Oh, he's fine playing volleyball or playing saxophone.
Not at the same time?
No.
Would be different.
No, but he plays volleyball every day. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
And he loves that, so
cool.
I'm sure he prefers that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, where do they... I mean, I guess they don't play beach volleyball, do they?
No. I don't know.
Because that's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, excellent.
We
right.
should, because we have a lot of beaches here.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. a lot of what? Because you said you couldn't understand the difference between two words.
Beaches.
Beaches. As the group, the beaches. You know.
Uh-huh.
So, we're going to get kicked off. What's happening? I mean, I know you're busy. What else can people be doing to keep themselves busy?
Oh, gosh, there's a lot of things everywhere. This weekend is crazy. It's really, really crazy. But first of all, today...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you mentioned it before, but today is International Day in memory of the victims of the Holocaust.
Yeah. Were you listening?
No.
Yeah, no, we did. We mentioned it at the beginning of the news today. Uh-huh. And in fact, I saw they did a nice, it's very nice, they did a nice homage in the assembly yesterday.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And with the ambassador was there. And I saw the ambassador last night and had mm-hmm. a little chat with him and offered, you know, you can't sort of, it's not something that you would be joyful about, but offered, mm-hmm. like, in a way, I guess, condolences for
mm-hmm.
For those tragic events. So,
exactly.
Yeah, that is right. That is today. Mm-hmm. Is there something linked to that today?
Yes. Also, everybody can go to Museo de la Libertad
mm-hmm.
because they have an exhibition about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Olos holocaustos, mm-hmm. cuando queman casi todo. This is an exhibition by Diego Cedeño.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go there until February the 24th.
Okay.
This is Museo de la Libertad. It's mm-hmm. in Amador. It's located in Amador.
Oh, right.
So, well, yeah, you can go there and learn more about this. That is part of the history. Everybody's history, not just from Israel.
No, absolutely. Everybody's history and mm-hmm. a reminder of the nasty things that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Human beings aren't very kind.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And also, this weekend at Atrio Mall, this mm-hmm. is going to be Saturday and Sunday, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be Viajando Fest. This is a tourism and culture fair.
Okay, good.
In Atrio Mall, Costa
mm-hmm.
del Este.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the entrance is free, and you can enjoy everything about tourism, gastronomy, and culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I also told Andres that maybe he can find a good deal for traveling, because he wants to get some vacations. So
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Oh, yes, you can go there. Also, this weekend at the Metropolitan Park,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be... Well, on Sunday, this is on Sunday, Feria de Educación Ambiental, because yesterday was the day of environmental education.
Mm-hmm.
So this Sunday, they're going to have different workshops for kids, and they're going to be selling different things. They're going to have tour guides,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to have food.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, everybody can learn a little bit about environment.
Okay,
this
good.
Is going to be mm-hmm. from 9 a.m., to 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
at Parque Metropolitano.
Excellent. Goody, goody, goody. Mm-hmm. All right. And should we do one of your Born on This Day music?
Okay, let me find it here. I don't know where is it right now. here. The first one, it's going to be... You said, I guess you don't like this song. But I think it's going to be funny.
No, I mean, I wouldn't say I dislike it. It's not something I play every day.
This was... Today was born David Seville.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in 1919. The Chipmunks, who had the 1958 U.S. number one single, The Chipmunk Song, and the 1959 U.K. number 11 single, Ragtime Cowboy Joe. Seville died on 16th January of 1972.
Oh, okay. Fairly young.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, David, okay. Shall I play it then?
Okay, sure.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin?
Alvin!
Get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin.
There we go.
No, ask you.
It's a Christmas song, Yoko.
Yeah, I just realized.
I'm just trying to work out whether we're late for this Christmas or early for next one. So, and I just wonder where they found the people with those voices to do this. Well, of course they didn't, did they? Because they're chipmunks.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Right. Yes. What else have we got in the world of entertainment?
Okay, let me tell you, for tomorrow at Frank's Place,
all right,
we are going to have live music every Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But tomorrow from 8 p.m. till 10 p.m., they're going to have the Simons Brothers.
Oh, okay, good.
I love them.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody can go there and enjoy the delicious food and, of course, the great music of the Simons Brothers.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Also, tomorrow at Albrook Mall, you can enjoy ballet because they're going to have a ballet presentation performance. And let me tell you, where is the...
It's a big place, isn't it, Albrook?
Yes, I have to tell you exactly the place. But now I lost the flyer. Let me see. Ah, at Plaza del Delfín. It's the dolphin.
The dolphin, all right. Don't get that confused with the giraffe or the gorilla or the lion or the penguin or whatever else.
They're going to be dancing Don Quixote.
Oh, okay.
At 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Ballet Nacional de Panama.
Oh, excellent.
And, of course, it's free.
Oh, that's what we like to hear.
And also, they're going to be, this Sunday, it's a huge gastronomic fair at Panama Viejo.
Okay.
So
a lot going on in Panama Viejo.
Exactly. So the Ballet Nacional is going to be there, and you can go there. This is going to be huge, and they're going to have a lot of activities there. But the ballet is going to be at 4:30 p.m. And also they're going to have an orchestra, the Zenan Orchestra, at 6 p.m. And they're going to have a workshop in gastronomy at 2 p.m. So please go there and enjoy.
Excellent. Yeah, that's great fun. Excellent.
Okay. And that's all.
That's it? Okay, let's do your last, or your second, your next piece of music. Now, this one's a bit, but I don't think this is a Christmas song.
Okay, yes. Okay, Nidra Tully. She was born in 1946, American singer with the old girl group The Ronettes. Who had 5 U.S. chart toppers, including Be My Baby, Baby I Love You, The Best Part of Breaking Up, and Walking in the Rain.
What a few there. We're going to do this one, the first one you mentioned.
Yes.
We'll
song.
Mm-hmm.
Be My Baby. Gosh, and that came out in 1963. I was 14. And this was a brand new type of music as well those days. It was released on the Phillies Records, I think, if I'm right. It was written by Jeff Barry and Ailie Greenwich and Phil Spector. And that was basically the quintessential example of what was known as the Phil Spector Wall of Sound. It was Ronette's biggest hit as well, number 2 US and number 4 UK, and ranked among the best songs of the 60s. And it is regarded by some as one of the greatest songs of all time.
So nice.
So they did quite well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, so you're going off to enjoy whatever it is you're going to be doing for today.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, let's just take it easy, relax.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet. Try and do nothing, I think. It's been a busy week.
Oh, yes.
Oh, love, have a great weekend.
Thank you, too.
We'll be back together on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's it, the Style Council, and Have You Ever Had It Blue? And that's brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. That's about you lot, I've had fun. Big thanks go out this morning, as always, of course, to Ingrid on a Friday for Freaky Fun Facts today, all about bees, which was really interesting. And also, big thanks to Yasmin for what, where and when, and what we can be doing, where and when we can be doing it over the coming days, and also for a couple of tracks from Born This Day in Music. Thanks also go out to Pedro Mandinga for the Pedro Mandinga slot, getting you off to a great weekend. Don't forget to pop along and have a drink. And also to our friends at Ashley Furniture. They got their sale on at the weekend, going up to the 31st of January. So you've got a few days left. Go along. Now's the time to go and kit the house out. Thanks go to, let me see, we've done yet. Neil, of course. Neil, our co-producer, who's over here at the moment. Big thanks to him. If you're listening, Neil, I don't know what's wrong with your phone. If he hasn't got internet, probably not listening anyway. So anyway, big thanks to Neil. He gets a lot of our background information for us on the programme. Also, the boys and girls, a group of Grada, keep us up and running. But of course, you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. I want you to have an absolutely wonderful weekend. We'll be back with you at the usual time, 7 o'clock on Monday morning. And, well, just take it easy. All right, whatever it is you're going to be doing, do it carefully. What do I want to be doing on Monday? I want to be talking to you, of course, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.